Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly achieve greatness while others remain trapped in cycles of frustration? The difference isn't luck or talent, but something more fundamental, a shift in perspective that transforms how you see yourself and your place in the world. The Third Circle Theory presents a revolutionary framework for understanding human evolution from birth to purpose, illuminating why you feel stuck and revealing the exact path to transcendence. This isn't about quick fixes or superficial changes. It's about fundamentally rewiring how you perceive reality and your role within it. The theory has quietly built a devoted following among visionaries and high achievers who credit its insights for helping them break through plateaus and discover their true calling. We all evolve through three distinct stages of consciousness, each representing a unique world and perspective. The first circle is our starting point, the circumstances and beliefs we're born into without choice. Most people remain here, caught in routines and unfulfilled dreams, blaming external factors while following conventional paths. The second circle marks a crucial awakening reached by roughly 20% of people. These individuals break free from societal constraints to craft their own path, typically achieving material success and influence. However, their motivations remain largely external, driven by status, wealth, and validation rather than deeper purpose. The third circle, reached by an estimated 2% of humanity, represents the pinnacle of consciousness. These rare individuals have transcended personal gain to create lasting value for humanity. They possess extraordinary pattern recognition across unrelated fields, immunity to external validation, and an obsessive drive to manifest their visions. Progress through these circles isn't guaranteed or linear. Each circle builds upon the previous one, requiring mastery of specific elements that transform how you experience reality and define success. We begin as products of our environment, absorbing beliefs, values, and behaviors without conscious choice. Many become settlers, finding just enough comfort to remain complacent, with perspectives limited by experience. Others enter the dreamer stage, when aspirations and reality diverge, seeking quick fixes that never materialize. To progress beyond this cycle, you must master 8 crucial elements. First, understand your environment. Recognize that childhood circumstances weren't your choice and your perspective is limited. Growth requires exploring beyond familiar surroundings and learning to manipulate your environment rather than being controlled by it. Belief determines what you consider achievable. Unlike confidence, belief in yourself, belief shapes what you see as possible based on observations. Exposure to successful people expands your sense of possibility through their demonstrated achievements. Choice means accepting that everything you do or don't do is a decision. The pivotal shift is moving from survivor, living paycheck to paycheck, to builder, who takes control regardless of conventional wisdom. Those who advance fastest focus on strengthening weaknesses rather than just pursuing desires. The second circle represents your awakening, where you break free from societal programming and see the world's systems clearly. You question established beliefs, seek your own answers, and develop confidence to lead through 3 stages: the awakening, the leader, and the achiever. In the awakening, exposure to the unknown reveals new possibilities. You become defiant and skeptical, potentially losing trust in established systems as you realize many beliefs may be fabricated. As a leader, you overcome outside opinions and control your outcomes. Others are drawn to your character, amplifying your effectiveness. However, this stage risks closing yourself to further learning and developing manipulative traits. As an achiever, you understand how hard work meets opportunity, seeing others' weaknesses as leadership opportunities. Though financially successful, money remains primarily a scorecard rather than a means to a greater end. To progress through the second circle, master 6 attributes: self-education, emotional detachment from money, proactive habits, emotional intelligence, genuine leadership, and perception mastery, understanding how others see you and aligning that with your purpose. The third circle validates your existence through past experiences, revealing that life is about creating value through vision, entrepreneurship, legacy, and lifestyle, not just pursuing money. Vision goes beyond dreaming. It's seeing through a what-if lens based on experience, creating an obsessive roadmap. With advanced pattern recognition, you identify societal gaps and envision solutions others consider impossible, attracting followers who believe in your vision. Entrepreneurship means recognizing you can't build others' dreams forever. It's not merely self-employment, but innovation, envisioning non-existent solutions and bringing them to life. As Michelangelo noted, the greatest danger is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it. Legacy emerges from identifying your purpose. You're remembered not for possessions, but for unique ideas brought to life, giving meaning beyond wealth accumulation. Lifestyle balances what you do with why you do it. Financial comfort allows spending on emotionally fulfilling experiences rather than just material items, enabling broader thinking beyond local constraints. The most profound aspect of the third circle involves removing yourself from the equation rather than placing yourself at its center. This requires disconnecting from emotions to view the world from a third perspective where you mean nothing. You must accept that the world doesn't revolve around you and that you alone control how you feel about it. Everything around you, your society, religion, groups, is a fabrication. One you didn't consciously create, but absorbed through experiences. When you disconnect from this conditioned reality, you see society as a giant game where everyone plays a role. This perspective leads to asking, "What can I do to serve the world?" and finding where your abilities match its needs. Though difficult, only 2% succeed, achieving this brings peace, knowing you used your time exactly as intended. The third circle perspective is like choosing between Morpheus's red and blue pills in the Matrix. You must decide between seeing the truth, which requires daily struggle, or remaining in comfortable ignorance, detaching from individuals to reconnect with humanity as a whole. Society functions like a spider web, designed to trap individuals within its structure. These systems require everyone to play specific roles to maintain integrity. Those choosing unpaved paths face isolation, but can earn rewards through innovation. Education has evolved into a mechanism that prepares individuals for the first or second circle by training for conformity rather than creativity. Government policies, financial structures, and corporate environments reinforce this web through debt, comfort, and security that discourage risk-taking. Breaking free requires deliberate disruption. Changing your environment every few years by moving to a new state, switching industries, or relocating to a different country. This forced adaptation stimulates growth and creates opportunities for new perspectives invisible from within the web's comfort. Your greatest fulfillment comes not from accumulating wealth or status, but from discovering where your unique talents create meaningful impact. By understanding these circles and mastering their elements, you can transcend societal programming and find your true purpose, not just existing within the system, but helping transform it.